Amy, thanks for taking the time to chat with us here on 2SER.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, I mean, what does this recent sale of the Glebe Terrace mean for the Balmain community?
Well, around the inner city and all throughout Sydney, the housing market is out of control. And those people on lower incomes, or those people who are on income support, people on disability pensions and so on, simply can't find accommodation in the private market. So social housing or government housing is their only way to find a place to live. And what we're seeing is huge waiting lists. That figure of 1,000 is just in the inner city. Across New South Wales, 100,000 people are on the waiting lists for public housing property. And the wait is up to 10 years. And throughout that period, people really struggle.
And what was the New South Wales government's, you know, response or you know, statement released to go with this selling of this property?
Well, the Land and Housing Corporation, which is the government body that manages all the properties, over 100,000 public housing properties, they are in deficit every year. So they sell houses to bridge that gap. They cannibalise stock in order to continue the organisation. And what we say is that instead of selling houses, to make sure that they break even, why doesn't the government invest something in public housing so people have good quality houses to live in and we don't have to sell these public assets every year, every month, every day? Glebe's just one example in order to fund the system.
And, I mean, how does this recent sale kind of contribute to the segregation of public housing here in Sydney? I mean, as you mentioned before, you know, the housing crisis is out of control.
Well, I mean, something that's just so shocking. You know, people never in their lifetime think they'll own a home. And if you're on a kind of pension or on government support, or if you've just come out from a women's refuge, or you're really struggling in life, you know, the chances are even less. And one of the problems with the government policy is they're selling high-value properties. So they're looking at areas that have a higher value and selling all those properties in order to fund the system. And what that means is that people who are looking for social housing are pushed more out of areas where their networks might be, where their medical care is, especially people with disabilities, and pushed further and further out from the centre of Sydney. And what that's doing is cleansing the city of, you know, diversity. We saw that in Millers Point, a whole suburb sold. And what it means is the only people that are going to be able to live in the inner city are rich people. And that's not the kind of community that we want. We want a diverse community with people from all backgrounds being able to live near each other and near the services that the city provides.
And speaking of community, I mean, what has your Balmain community, like, how have they reacted to this?
Well, it's actually been really fantastic. One of the great things about Glebe, and as a member for Balmain, I represent a whole range of inner city suburbs, you know, from Ultimo to the Balmain Peninsula, is people have rallied in defence of these public assets. Number one, it's a public asset that's in our hands and shouldn't be sold off for private interest. And mostly they're just, you know, fixed up and then resold onto the market again at a higher profit. People are saying we want to have a diverse community. You know, we want to make sure that in a building like that, you know, 3 or 4 bedrooms, you can have a family in urgent need of accommodation. They've got somewhere to stay. And we all know about the homelessness crisis. Well, the way to fix the homelessness crisis isn't just to feed people and isn't to wash their clothes, but it's to provide them with housing. And at the moment, public housing that's available is being sold off. So we're saying the government should reverse that policy. Instead of selling housing, they should be building more housing and building it in Sydney and in the cities, as well as in a lot of rural and regional areas that are also suffering as well with this housing crisis. But there needs to be an investment in public housing. It shouldn't just, you know, pay for itself. And the only way it can do that is by cannibalising stock. It's a terrible system, which is just going to send housing affordability backwards even more.
Jamie, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a great morning.